show 593. It is Wednesday.
You didn't do the
in three.
Oh, two.
And in three, two. Show number 593. It is Wednesday. What is this? September 18th?
Wednesday?
We're on the road. We didn't do a show on Tuesday.
What am I doing here? Why did you pick me up?
Well, you came over here and then got in my car. We are headed
Why did
to
I come over here?
Fort Worth to Dickie's Arena.
Yeah,
to
hometown
see some friends.
Show. Friends?
Yeah, Nita.
Oh, and well, that's
Uncle
your,
Al.
Not my friends. Your friends.
Yeah. Uncle Al?
I don't claim her unless she wants me to.
Oh.
And then I'll claim her.
Why? Because she recently got engaged.
Oh, is she engaged now?
Yes. She engaged. She got engaged. Her boyfriend's a drummer for her solo band.
Oh, gosh. I bet you that's annoying.
Yeah.
Imagine being in that band. Is there anything worse than being in a band with a couple?
No. I refuse to be in a band where there's a couple.
I refuse to be in a band with a bitch singer. Whoa.
So you're not a fan of the new Linkin Park?
That was a drop.
Oh, get the clothes off, bitch.
No, I'm not a fan of being in a band with a couple. I don't care if they're married, if they're not married, they're just going out, if they're banging, whatever. It throws off everything.
It's a weird power dynamic.
Yeah, it makes everybody awkward.
If something goes wrong or they're fighting, then the rest of the band just stands around and looks at each other like, what do we do? They're not getting along.
Yeah.
And then if the band takes off, then it becomes a power struggle of who gets all the money.
Let's do something that we've never done, and we'll play theme music next time because this is actually a good segment, and I just thought of it.
Okay.
Tips for young bands. All right. Tip number one right here. We're going to go into this a little bit more. Dustin's right. If you have two that are a couple are touching uglies, right?
Yep. Guys or girls or girls.
You have to cut that off immediately. You cannot have that in a band and be productive. That's not the way it works. Also, if you are in a band and you are still young, which most young thriving bands start off young, don't get involved with women and men. Like, don't get in some serious relationship and just act like everything's gonna be fine and dandy. It never works out like that. You gotta be a slut and you gotta be fast to move, right?
Except don't be stripper slut.
Don't be singer. Stripper slut.
Like that one band we saw in California that aggravated the hell out of us.
The stripper slut
singer
band?
They were part of the Dimebag Bash.
No,
out with a couple songs.
Keep
I can't remember what they are.
No, don't confuse that for me saying. Don't confuse me saying. Don't get in a relationship and just be single guy with go be a slut. Well, actually, that's my words completely. Was
that
a slut.
Is what
but
she
anyway,
said.
What I'm saying is, don't get tied into something and then act like you're going to be this serious new Led Zeppelin band that's going to be groundbreaking because that takes work. Takes time, and you don't have time for serious relationships when you're that young making that good of music.
Tip number three, and this is for the current client of things.
Climate.
Not client.
Okay.
In the current climate, if you are trans, will you please get together with four other trans people and make a cover band called Trans Sabbath?
That has to be done.
It has to be done.
I don't know if that's a tip or just a request for you.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is a request. How awesome would Trans Sabbath be?
I'll let that slide, and we can have a request, too, for our new bands. Trans
Sabbath. I
was going to
say Trans Am, but that's already a band.
Yeah, not
that's
enough
badass.
People know about Trans Am except dorks like us.
They're a good band.
Awesome band.
Awesome band.
That's the drummer from Baroness.
Yeah. Trans Am's rad.
So,
anyway, that was, I guess you're right. It's not a tip. It's a request.
What about Trans-Siberian
Orchestra?
Do you want a full band of trans for that band, cover band?
You get 30 trans musicians, and every holiday, they compete against the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
So, I'll tell you right now where to go to recruit for that. Spirit Halloween. I'll revisit that joke. That nobody got.
Spirit Halloween. It's that time of year. Spirit Halloween.
If you're trans, this is where you go.
located all over the Metroplex.
Most annoying stores and employees ever.
And run-down shopping centers all over America.
Filled with trans.
Spirit Halloween. It's your Halloween one-stop for everything you need for Halloween.
Trans.
This show brought to you by Spirit Halloween.
Trans. No, I would say my last suggestion for a new band right now is focus on playing something unique, you know, not basic, not cliche. Don't write cliche, stupid-ass lyrics like what you hear on the Eagle.
There's voices in my head.
And on the countryside, it's demons and whiskey and all that shit.
Or my girl likes my pickup truck and my short shorts.
If
let's
you
go
hear a theme on the radio, don't do it.
Yeah,
just
do something.
Stay
new.
Away from it. Go cool. Find some nuns that killed some people and write a concept album about that. It's way cooler.
Yeah. Or make an entire album about how your dad sexually abused you. This is now an ad for Halloween.
Not Spirit
the Do
Halloween.
For It Halloween.
The Do For It
show.
Halloween show.
In which we will be
Who
playing.
Who else playing on the Do For It show?
This lady's looking at us like we're crazy. We're talking into microphones driving down the highway.
We ought to give her a sticker. Do we have any?
I don't think I've got any stickers on us. No, we don't.
Damn. Oh, man.
Anyway.
We had a fan.
She was like, what Someone are y'all doing?
Up. Like, y'all going, y'all going y'all live right now? I'll be on your show.
Can I hear you? Well, we're not streaming this one this week.
I ought to say, do you want to be on? And you just let on? Her in and then leave you.
Yeah, I should have rolled down the window and just held the microphone out to her. What are y'all doing?
Say something.
So,
actually, you know what?
That would be funny. You going to interview people as we're in stop-and-go traffic? Whoa. Watch out.
I was trying to get some actual sound of the outside. I didn't know our cords were that. We need new cords, ghost
no,
mics
we got the long,
or whatever.
I just didn't put the long cords in.
The long cords. Vigorooms.
Vigoroon. So we're headed to Dickie's to see Rob Zombie. Question.
Yeah.
Is Motley Crue done with their tour? Is John 5 back with them? Because last two times John 5's been with them, and he's way interesting and fun to watch.
I hope John 5's with them. If not, I'm really going to be offended because I didn't. This show, there was only one band that I wanted to see on this show, and they're not only weren't on the bill ever, but it was 4 years ago.
Oh yeah,
then
Filter was supposed to open this show.
Oh yeah, and I love Filter,
and for some reason they canceled today.
On my app,
I got a last minute press release.
What happened, man?
Media update saying that they're not going to be playing tonight. That it's going to start with Ministry. Which Ministry plays three new songs, and then in the rest of it's all old songs.
Yeah.
And then after that is
Jesus
Alice
Built
Cooper.
My Hot Rod over and over again.
And New World Order and Just One Fix. That's all we need to hear. Thieves, Stigmata.
If you go to a Ministry rock show.
I bet you in Stigmata he says, fuck Trump. Go ahead.
If you go to Stigmata. If you go to a Ministry rock show, what are the five songs you're going to hear, no matter what?
No matter what, at any show you go to, you will hear New World Order, Just One Fix, Thieves, Stigmata, and...
Jesus Built My Hot Rod. No, actually, he doesn't play that
No, they don't play it that much. Every once in a while, Gibby will show up to shows and do it.
Is it that Gibby's who, is the that one singing it? Depends his sets as who shows up a lot of times?
No, it just depends on what they're doing.
How many band members has Ministry had?
About 40, or in their career, about 40.
Oh, Eric, while we're talking about bands real quick, I'm going to chase a rabbit.
Okay.
I was geeking out on a band called Norma Jean this week.
Yeah, they just
I really like
last
their
week.
This album that they are touring on right now, this 1994, is really good.
We could have gone and seen them 2 weeks ago on a Sunday night.
Didn't Chris text us going, where are y'all at?
I think so, yeah.
So, a couple of things. So, Norma Jean is one of those bands, and there's a local band, too, if I'm not mistaken, that has no original members in the band anymore.
The
Norma
Meat
Jean is the same way.
Oh.
I don't think that that should be allowed. I think once you have a band that doesn't have any original members, then you need to change your name.
I think if...
I think that's not...
Your main member of your band has died or something has happened to
them. That's pretty rough, too.
The band should not be done, and it should start with something new.
I tend to agree with that.
The Linkin Park bullshit that's going on.
With the chick singer. I tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think if you have... Like, when Pantera started... the rumors started coming out about Pantera and Zakk Wylde and all the guys that are doing it with Phil and Rex. Yeah. At first, I was like, don't call it Pantera. Just do something new and play their songs and stuff, but maybe change the name of the band. I still agree that if they go to the studio, they don't need to go to the studio as Pantera. But that was 2 years ago. Now... I think that they can hold the Pantera, you know, logo and name everywhere they go because they sounded so good.
And I think legally they went under the Legacy of Pantera.
Yeah.
I think all their paperwork said Legacy of Pantera LLC.
Just to screw the Abbotts.
Just so that it all flew under the radar. But what about, you got Power Trip about to take off.
Yeah, see, Power Trip... I think that if they stick with this new the guy that's doing the vocals now,
mm-hmm.
which sounds great,
mm-hmm.
I think that that was very Trumpian, which sounds great. That's one they could have pulled off keeping the name because Power Trip was huge to a lot of people locally and stuff, but still on a worldwide scale, they were still kind of up and coming, the future badass thrashers, like that whole trend. They were kind of the leading the charge.
Yeah.
But they weren't... I don't think they were to the point to where they needed to change their name after Riley passed away. But then again, if you're a hardcore Power Trip fan, you would be like, no, change the name, right?
Yeah.
So I see both sides on that
the
one.
The families want them to change the name. But, I mean, it's just...
Of Power Trip?
Yeah, Riley's family.
I think they should, too.
Doesn't like but, it, but...
You know.
So then what? We're the Fugitive... Well, even though it's not all the same people, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that...
it's a weird deal.
I mean, honestly, Spectacle, Drag the Ocean, and
Stink Flamingo,
and all the other bands should be called I Was Once Eaten.
Because it's all the same thing over and over and over again.
Just played in different tunings, same yeah. songs in different tunings.
Yeah, or a member just moves around to a different spot. Everybody just rotates an instrument over.
That's kind of the whole concept of the Halloween show, isn't it?
Yeah. This one's going to be really tight.
Not for me.
No, I meant as far as...
Oh, you mean a good show?
Yeah, the bands playing with each other.
I thought you meant tight, like
good
playing.
And all moving around, yeah. Yeah, so we can go ahead and promote it. Halloween, October 25th.
Yeah.
At Cicada, the Dewford Halloween show.
Only one.
There's only one.
A lot of people liked our corn set.
You got members of Shaolin, Death Squad, and Big? I can't think of their name. Mr. Big?
No.
I can't think of their name. But anyway, they're doing Soundgarden.
Oh, Soundgarden? Talking about Shaolin Death Squad?
Yeah, Shaolin Death Squad and... Rubio is playing drums, and he's from Big Fiction, right?
Big something like that.
Anyway, so they're doing
Soundgarden.
Why is Matt
not playing?
Because he's on tour with King Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he'll be in the middle of King Diamond.
When does that start?
Like,
I thought that was
right
a winter tour.
It's October, November, and the last show
is
December.
Right on the button on the edge.
The 1st of December is the last show here. And then you have Spectacle doing Billy Idol. You have who else is playing? Us?
And
Drag the Ocean, what are we going by?
Elote?
Are we doing this as Drag the Ocean or is
yeah,
this Stink
yeah.
Flamingo?
No, this is Drag the Ocean. If it was Stink Flamingo, we'd have a different
Oh yeah,
setup.
That's right. So it's Drag the Ocean doing Corn.
Elote.
And then
at the drive-ins being done by Sosa. We can never remember his temporal distortions.
Temporal distortions is doing at the drive-in.
Everybody asked me that too. So who's doing at the drive-in again? I'm like,
just Sosa.
Man, social Fine, distortion. What? Sosa distort. Wait, huh?
Huh? What?
Temporal distortions. Distortions.
Yes. So at Cicada on October 25th, yeah. That's Friday night. And come out. Do it. It's going to be fun.
What was it last year? We killed it on that sound system, too.
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple of years. It was before COVID.
Oh, yeah. That's right. If I remember right. But the thing
why
is,
why does this person keep slowing down?
She's looking at us. Oh, they're trying to figure out what we're doing. Fort Worth's nice to us when we do our podcast. But when we go to Dallas, everybody's like, who cares?
Who cares?
But here, everybody wants to jump on it.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out. They're like, can we be on TV, too? She's here. Laughing. You want to talk? Don't pull the thing out. Oh, you did it again. Shit, you pulled everything out. You pulled your microphone out.
That's why we can't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
This side right there.
Oh, my God. It's like we got in an accident.
All right.
Okay. Back again. Wait.
There we go.
All right, is it rolling? Okay, now it's rolling. We're
all
back.
Right, now, tell her to come back
here. Come back
up. I was going to see if she wanted to say something. No, no, no.
She doesn't want to say anything. No one wants to say anything to us.
The ladies like us over in this part of town.
They do. She was a college girl, too.
Mm-hmm. And you know...
She has Zeta Kappa Alpha on the back of her car?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going over here. We're almost to Dickie's. But yeah, Rob Zombie. What else?
Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, Ministry. No filter tonight. No filter.
Man, I think I've knocked my some stuff silly in here.
Huh?
I think I hope I didn't knock anything silly.
I don't know. Like, can you see? Can you see
it
us?
It looks like you're... Yeah, I can
we're
see
going,
one.
Yeah, we're about talking.
Okay, cool.
We're going.
All right, let me put this back here before I screw everything up again.
No Lego my airplane.
No Lego my airplane. Hey, how did Lego Day go?
Lego Day went well. Yeah,
did y'all
Lego
do it last night?
Weeks? No, we didn't go last night.
We just did it last week.
It was great.
I thought it was going to be a weekly thing. What happened?
No, we have to talk to Tyler about it and see what it's going to be.
Why?
It's I don't know like if I can do weekly. Place. I got to work. Right now, I'm working my ass off. I'm trying to see how much I can make before the end of the year.
I think you should. That's a good...
And if it goes out of my tax bracket. I'm trying to move my tax bracket around.
You should always try to make as much money as you possibly can in 1 year.
Well, at work, since... Copper thieves are stealing everything.
It's provided a lot of overtime.
It's providing a lot
I'll
of
keep
overtime.
Stealing.
And yes, please. So not only are we getting money from the copper we're stealing, but also the overtime.
You just tell me where to go next
I'll
time.
I'll just tell you which ones to get.
All right, I'll knock it out. I'd but get shocked are, immediately.
We are, it's pretty much make your own paycheck right now. So,
yeah, that's how you do it.
It's been an ass beating. It wears you out, but it's fun.
I hear something playing.
There's music playing right
now.
Oh,
okay.
On the car radio. Did My Time.
Did My Time.
That's not in the corn set, is it?
The only one that I'm trying to throw in is Here to Stay, and that's the...
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. And then there's one that Jordan's trying to add to the set.
I think it's this, Did My Time.
Is it?
I think so. Because our set was short last time. It was like 22 minutes.
People wanted to hear more.
And they wanted more. And we're like, well, this is all we learned. We can't just spit out corn songs, although we technically could. We figured that out.
I think
we
did that last time, actually, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. We're cruising up in here. Going to get all up in this business.
Cruising in my 6-4.
I hope we get to park in the parking garage for free because we're media.
Media, so one thing please good about, step aside.
Dickies takes care of you.
Dickies
is a good venue. They take care of their people that do work inside of their loins.
Like to kick a shout out to one of our sponsors, Texas Implant, where they give you implants.
Yes,
we support
the dental
that.
Center. Yeah, we do.
We support all implants.
All of them. All the time.
Even the Democrat implants.
We also have a new sponsor. It's called Holocron. We'll give a shout out to Holocron.
Holocron, what's up? Are they still there?
The Star Wars store. Yeah.
Let's go there real quick.
I don't know if they're... I think they close at 5.
Son of... See, that's the problem with this part of town. Right.
Everybody
here
closes early.
I thought this was a college town. Montgomery Street Antique Mall.
Did you see the thing that...
We actually have some stuff to talk about.
We do. Did you see the thing? The city of Fort Worth is no longer going to provide corpses to the University of North Texas Medical School over here?
That's discrimination against dead people, man.
They're no
I don't
longer
see how they can do that.
Them. They're like, we're not giving you this shit.
Dead lives matter.
They do. The parking lot is full.
Yeah. It's Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper, man. You know, that's the only thing that sucks about going to these type of shows is the amateur crowds out. The Eagle listener.
The Eagle listener.
I'm going to get as drunk as possible and ruin everybody's time.
And the retired stripper.
Yeah.
That is like, and we're going to see a
retired.
Lot of, well retired. A lot of leather. A lot of leather.
What do you mean leather jackets? I'm confused.
Leather skin.
I'm sorry.
You'll see. I'll show you.
Western Horseman.
Oh, the Western Horseman.
Good to be our sponsors.
Fort Works Art.
Great to be a sponsor.
We had some friends that just played on top of that building.
Purvis, you pervert. Thanks for sponsoring us.
Event parking, $20, right across
the
street.
Fort Worth Police Department. Purvis. Thank you for sponsoring us.
We back the blue.
Well, one of us does.
No.
The other poops on it.
I'm no longer back in the blue.
Wait, I was talking, huh?
Huh?
I back the blue. You've never backed the blue. I don't know why you're trying to talk.
I back my family.
Taco Heads.
That's blue.
Your tacos for podcasting.
What's fun is when we do these road drives, you just reading off random things here.
That's the gist. This is what most of our shows should be like.
It's
just driving around and naming.
I want to do
Texas Billiards.
I still want to do
the road show.
Road shows and stuff.
I'm ready.
Go up here and talk to
I'm
this
ready
guy
to do
here.
It. All right. We'll see you later.
We'll see. No, we're not done.
Oh, no, we're not done.
No.
Guys look like
how's it going, man?
Marijuana, man.
You guys got a parking business?
Yeah, media in the garage.
All right. Yeah, just 6 in.
All right. Appreciate it.
So let me pull this out. That's what she said. Excuse me while I whip this out.
Excuse me. So.
See more.
I left my pager at home.
I was going to ask you if you had your pager on you, because that could cause issues going through security.
There was another day. Did you hear that they had a second day of violence today? That had to do with two-way radios.
Walkie-talkies, solar panels. Yeah, two-way radios.
And was it Hezbollah saying they will get revenge? I think they're going right. Like, to...
We got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, have a good time. You too. Thank you.
That was the parking people.
Like, she's going to go in here and watch Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Let me show you where I always park.
Come on over here. I will multiply. Dig through the witches. Burn through the stitches.
Slide in the back of my... This is where I always park, right here.
If he doesn't do...
Second floor.
That song.
He'll do it.
Prepare for a brutal, brutal attack review. Afterwards.
A brutal review.
A brutal review.
This is where I always park. Okay, so... Yeah. This pager thing. We had a bunch of shit happen this week, especially after we did the debate show last week that was kind of a shit show. Now,
I don't think it was a shit show.
It went.
Oh, you mean our show? Or you talking about the debate or our show?
The debates were a shit show.
Oh, our show wasn't a shit show, though.
No. I thought we were pretty funny, but there's a lot of people that probably don't think we're funny.
Well,
but,
you know how much I give a shit about those people.
Yeah, we don't do this for the people. We do it for to entertain ourselves.
Sure, it's all self-gratification.
It is. Speaking of self-gratification.
We don't care if you listen to us.
Let me get out of the car for a second. Anyway, the... A whole lot of shit happened. We had an assassination attempt
second.
By a weirdo. Yeah. Which is an assassination attempt if you never fired a shot? Like, where does the line of assassination attempt begin?
I think you showing up to the premise and...
With a gun?
Yeah, that qualifies as an attempt.
Laying in the bushes
laying
for
in
12
the bushes.
Hours?
Yeah, there's so much to this story that I think we're going to be unpacking for a long time because there's so much sketchy stuff in this guy's life.
This guy's a nut.
And we still haven't got answers on the first one.
No, this guy's a pure nut.
I know. He's a pure nut, and he's a product of extreme language that one side has used from day one.
Day one.
And I know everybody wants to think that it's the Trump maggers, but it's not. Trump, I haven't heard any of the vile stuff that I've heard from the left this last year. And it's always Hitler. It's always threat to democracy. It's always our country was about to be taken over by a dictator. It's always horse poo that is meant to trigger lunatics. And they mission accomplished on this one.
Yeah, we can't talk about this long because I got to be, we got to walk in here in a minute.
In 6 minutes.
But yeah, it's pretty wild. Like everything's pretty crazy, out of control with
everything.
Hate. There's so much hate going on that I've never seen before in this.
It's funny because
massive amount and how people are just
right.
being brainwashed.
You're like, so right. And it's amazing because there is something terrible. Like Europe is a mess right now. We are on the brink of a full-scale third world war. The EU is practically dragging us to war. The NATO, I should say, which if NATO is involved, that means we're going to be involved. And it's not even being talked about because of all this hate.
There's so much stuff that's going on in the world. Yeah, like you said. Like, it took all day for the pager story to even show up on local news.
And that's purely because of the hate of Trump.
Yeah, because they spent all day. And it was buried. It was like the fourth or fifth story, whereas this should be the number one story. Pagers that were set up, which some people say they had devices implanted in them before they were delivered. Some say that it was a hack. If it was a hack, we're in a scary fucking world now because all of us have iPhones in our pocket at any time. Like this watch. Fucking blow my arm off. We can have our sides blown off by these phones. If it's the capacitor hack that they're talking about, that's scary as fuck. Now, we can get into that more in a little bit, but
I tend to think that's what it was because
after today and all this other electronic stuff that blew up, I think it's all reverse hacking.
And everybody was saying, keep your phone away from your ear. Use your earbuds right now.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yesterday when all this happened and I started reading up on it and a bunch of people were like, well, this technology has been around for a while to be able to reverse engineer and hack and cause your phone to overheat. Basically, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You're causing capacitors to overload. And since they're right next to the batteries have no protection in these phones and they just blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with those pagers. There's no protection with the batteries.
What's the thing that you put on a engine so it won't get EMP'd?
A Faraday cage.
Are we going to have to start having phones with Faraday cages on?
Then they won't work.
Then they won't work. Exactly. Yeah, they won't work.
But that's the thing. Is like, if this is a hack, this is scary as fuck. I took my AirPods out when I started reading about this because it freaked me out. I was like, what if all of a sudden
go
Tesla's like, oh yeah, we can do this too, and let's just every
Bluetooth
Apple project
whack people,
you every Apple whack. Thing. Let's just well, they got batteries in them and capacitors too.
True, I never thought of that. They do have batteries because that's why it lasts.
That's how they charge. Yeah, yeah.
And I have like not only and that, but I got my charging station, my case for it too. So I'm sure that this can blow up. The headphones can blow up, and my phone all at once.
And a watch. If you
and
have a
your
watch.
We'd be fucked right now.
Fucked. And I'm usually sitting by my laptop. The thing is, what's bad is if you've never done this, it's fun as hell. And we need to, I think I have some we can do this with next time we go to the range. If you've never punctured a lithium ion battery,
it's like a sparkler that doesn't go out, isn't it? Like a magnesium
it's
flame.
It's in. Insane when they go off, and I did that once. I accidentally punctured a laptop battery. It scared the fuck out of me. It shot a stream of fire and sparks, like 14 inches in the air, just and it was a solid jet. And looking back, I was like, I could have welded with that. That's how hot it was. It's insane, and it burns forever. Luckily, I tossed it on the concrete and was like, I don't know what to do. And finally, it went out.
Well, remember all those videos that were coming out when the scooters and the electric bikes were coming out and people's apartments were catching on fire and they would catch it on camera?
It just melted through shit. You had a problem with a lithium ion product?
Yeah.
In Denver.
Mm-hmm. Almost killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounded like a gunshot. What happened.
That was a weed pen. It sounded like a gunshot. Imagine if it was a phone.
It's fucking
It was
crazy.
Funny, though. I have to admit, it's funny, though. We'll talk about it more in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to go in the show. We'll record some in the show, too. But, we'll be back in a few minutes. We got to walk in. Later. All right, so we're walking out, or we're driving out of this joint after a show that if you've ever wanted to see a bunch of old fucks,
some old serial killers,
just give it up on the last show of their tour. This was except for Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper's going on.
Yeah. Alice Cooper was doing their thing.
But yeah, because that's a
but Al.
Al Jerkson wanted nothing to do with this.
I think he was done.
Uncle Al, our buddy.
You think he would be all for Texas, but he was a lot of fucking...
He wasn't all for Jesus either.
He was not.
He was all for getting the fuck out of here. And then Rob Zombie looked like he had no energy.
Too much meth.
Usually meth gives you energy. He didn't look like he had any energy.
I think they're methed out.
They've done too much. Riggs looked like he was about to pass out at any moment.
Is that the guitarist? I was wondering who. Wait, does he play with anyone else besides? Doesn't he have another gig?
I think they just box him up.
Oh, if John 5 can't make it, they're like, you know, we got old.
They open the box up and let him out.
Let's get this
one out. Let's get Riggs out.
He does kind of seem like the type of person you would keep in a cage and in a dark dungeon.
Yeah.
And never let out.
But that show right there.
I don't know. I don't know how much the ticket cost, but
69 to 120 resale was $25.
Yeah,
and they had a stack of them. When I came back, I saw there was a stack of them at the door that they were just letting people in with.
Yeah, I just if you paid the full $120, do you think you got your money's worth?
No,
Alice Cooper,
yeah,
rocked out.
Alice Cooper is amazing,
but.
One of the best live performers ever.
If you would, and I'm sorry that Filter wasn't there, but Filter wasn't going to add to that show any. I don't think
they were
that,
all sick, or two of them got sick.
I wonder if it was COVID
illness, maybe.
I don't know. It's just you know, Rob Zombie's always been a guy that just looks like a madman that's on meth, like comes up with these songs in his garage with his friends, and they just kind of dance around. And, yeah. Like, that's his gig, but...
He's a parlor trick.
He is, but it did seem to me as if there was a little bit of this is the last show touch to it.
He looked like he was wore out. They all looked like they were. The crew, even back underneath everything, backstage
the
and
beat up.
All the crew looked like they were like, all right, we're done with this shit. When they were building all the stage props for both bands, Alice Cooper and... Rob Zombie, but I think, if I remember right, this tour started in Dallas at...
How long has it been? When did it start?
I think it started last year. And it was the same four bands, and they played at Starplex. And it was hot as ball sack. I nearly passed out at that show.
Where are you going?
I'm going over here because there's a Whataburger over here, and I'm hungry. And
where
I don't
are you
give a shit.
Me? I don't know that it was a weird night, man. Just a weird night of music. Just the whole combination was so weird. Not in a real cool way either. Like just kind of like
It wouldn't.
Like you made a mention about the crowd, about how old it actually is. I had, man, those were Rob Zombie fans that were really old, too. Like, yeah. It was an old,
yeah,
very 92.5
KZPS day.
KZPS type show. You all know?
Right. All right. We're pulling up here to order some food.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Let me see here. Can I pause this? Let me just pause this. All right. So, yeah, we just ordered. And, yeah, I'm with you. Old people.
Very old.
Weird
man.
Crowd.
Serial killers.
Expensive merchandise.
Yeah, really expensive merchandise.
But.
Aren't you supposed to blow it out in your last show?
You are supposed to blow it out. And that's what I said. Because so I bought a ministry bandana.
In the other towns.
And I was like, aren't you supposed to blow all this shit out at the end of the tour? When this tour started, shirts were $85. They were down to 50 tonight.
That's what I was going to say. Is it? They went back. They were blowing it out.
At $50.
At $50.
When I bought the bandana, the lady goes, I really don't want to count all this shit tonight. And I was like, you should just be giving it all out. She's like, it'd make my life so much easier, but the powers above us don't want us to do that.
You should have said, just quit. Fucking quit. Everybody quits.
I want to say shout out, big shout out.
Big shout out.
To
Jonathan Davis.
No. Dickie's Arena and all the staff
Dickie's
there.
Dickie's Arena.
The staff at Dickie's Arena is always fucking amazing. And tonight was
AC
like...
AC was on, too.
It was. It felt good. And
Dickie's doesn't fuck around with the AC.
Mm-mm. You came and hung out with us. It was like a clubhouse night of photographers, like all of us hanging out and...
Yeah.
You had your own... You guys chilling out and punching each other in the balls and
you had
having
your own,
fun.
Concession, too. Did you see that?
We did, yeah. I wasn't going to buy it. Or pay for overpriced concessions.
Yeah, I almost did, but they didn't have anything that I thought was healthy for my insides there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They have a lot of good food here, but if you're trying to live right and live like, you know, the guitarist of Korn,
mm-hmm.
then you can't be eating all that shit in there, you know? Funnel cakes, mm-hmm. fucking pulled pork sandwiches with extra cheese and sour cream and all that. Like, it's great. It's great to have at a music venue. But if you're trying to be the guitarist of Korn, then
they
can't,
do
can't
have
do
a
that.
Keto area.
Do they?
On the opposite side of where we were sitting, there's like a
that's
keto
awesome.
Salad
friendly?
Friendly area.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you'd have to walk all the way over there.
Would Head approve of that?
Probably. And they sell his book, I Am One.
Wait, is it
I Am Second, I Am Whatever.
I don't think it's actually called that, but he does the I Am Second thing. I think he's part of that charity group or whatever. But
that cult?
Does he have a book?
Yeah, he put a book out.
Is
when
that
he
the one that my,
playing?
Yeah, that's the one that my dad got. He had a signed, he went to my dad's church, and he had a signed copy of it.
You got us,
and I was like,
"You have that
heck?
In
somewhere,
your family
somewhere." It was so odd that my dad was
it?
Asking me about this guy, that this real good guy he met the other day at church.
You need,
and I was like, "What was his name?" Well,
show.
He had one of them crazy haircuts and stuff, and I was like, "What do you mean crazy haircuts? It's like dreadlocks and stuff." And then I was thinking, I was like, "Who in the world is he talking about?" And as he went on a little bit more and more, I realized that he was talking about Korn and the guitarist from that.
Hello. That's me. There you are. Thank you.
Ask her if she ever shows her boobs. Ask her if she ever shows her boobs. No. Just ask her. Do you ever...
No, I don't need
it. He has a question for you real quick.
Thank you.
Just ask her.
We're not asking that question.
Ask
you, weirdo. It's already weird enough. She's looking at us like, what are y'all doing?
He wants to know if you've ever shown your boobs.
I don't want to know that at all. She looks too young to be asking that.
Well, they have to be 18 to work it, right?
She's only 18.
I don't think that's how that went.
18. We just heard that song. You got to find that head book.
Yeah, I'll
and
try
we
to gotta
for the Halloween show. We need to stop the show down in the middle of it. And you need to try to sell them.
But the organization that brought him there was that.
Oh, okay.
And he had
not I Am Second, or no, is it I Am Second?
No, it is. It's the same organ. I don't know if that's what they're called. I think it's
Cross Equals Mercy.
I don't know.
That's Mercy Church.
It's the opposite of what we just saw.
You know, there's a Mercy Church down in Austin.
Mercy.
Yeah. That weird 31 on 35. That's all the cult that everybody's been writing about and stuff.
No.
Oh, thank you.
I did not know.
Yeah,
there was a cult south of here. Called
no,
Mercy
north, on 35, at 35 in Yucca, Northside Drive.
The Mercy Church,
right
is that
there
the one
by
Marlin's. Is that the one here? Oh, look at this.
Where it's cross equals
these
mercy.
Fucking guys
you see
here.
All the bumper stickers that say cross equals
how much,
mercy.
How much for a blowjob? You fucking. Never mind.
Anyway, all those bumper stickers that say cross equals mercy. That's Mercy Culture Church.
Yeah. Is this the one that had some? There was a guy that was that you beefed with a few years ago or a while back.
I beefed with a bunch of them.
You beef with every church that
I ran into one of the main fuckers at a barbecue joint, and I fucked with him.
Was it the same? It was a guy that had a punk rock church. They were trying to start some punk rock movement, and it felt like God's Place Part Two. And
no.
Got into it with them a little bit. And
no,
like,
that wasn't this place. This place is very.
It's called Mercy
far
Church.
Far right wing.
I don't think Mercy though. Mercy. I think that's pretty a default church name. Mercy Church.
No. Mercy Culture Church.
Mercy Culture.
Yeah, you've had to have seen this building. And there's one. We're going to drive by one tonight. They added another one here in Fort Worth. That's on 820.
Did you get chicken nugs?
No.
Man, that smells like chicken.
It's not chicken. Anyway, they have one at 820.
It smells delicious.
And Meadowbrook. And we're going to drive by it. But
Mercy.
You've seen those bumper stickers that the cross equals mercy. That's these guys. Well, they've expanded because it started here. They've expanded down to Austin,
so
and they're
like
part of that church, that whole super church where the guy just got busted for being touchy-feely with kids.
Oh, Gateway?
Yeah.
Out in Fort Worth?
Yeah, they're part of an offshoot of Gateway.
Did you know that my ex-wife tried to get me to go to that church?
I know
Gateway
a bunch of people
South
that
Lake?
Went to Gateway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know,
yeah,
I know some people that went and were like, you can't judge the church on what... the pastor does. Well, he was the fucking leader of the church, and he was touching fucking little kids. Stop taking up for him.
That's this. It's so That was such a random thing. Like, it seems like that would have been easy for him to just be like, I don't know what she's talking about. Like, if she'd have come back, because he diddled when he was a kid, right? If I understood things correctly.
Yeah, and the guy came back.
And no, it wasn't a guy. It was a girl, wasn't it? Thought it was a girl.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was a girl.
And
I get them all mixed up, all these fucking diddlers.
Well, this is the weird thing. I think he was staying at, like, it was when he was a kid, and, like, he was in his 20s, and he was staying at these people's house. I'm like, man, dude, you got to have a lot of diddler balls to do that, to fucking diddle the person that you're staying at's house. Like, that's just fucking asking to get killed, isn't it?
If I ran for mayor of Fort Worth...
If you ran for mayor of Fort Worth?
I would make a law that if one of these preachers came out as a diddler, the diddler got to exact his revenge however he felt necessary.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's the thing that's so random is this happened such a long time ago, and the person that it happened to, is she's way older now. It's like, what? It seems like he could have just been like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about if she brought it up. Like, why did he just self-implode?
Well, isn't that also, like, she was scared to say anything about it because of the power? And that's what happens to a lot of these females. They get freaked out because
the people
in the church have power over them. And
I think the best thing to do as a man is just have sex with your wife if you're, you know, a leader of a church. Like you said,
or
if you're
a leader
of a church, just maybe stick to the wife.
You stick to your wife. Or
jack off a
lot. If you really need to do something, fly out to Vegas. Flights are cheap. Get
once
a hooker.
A year.
Have fun.
Yes. Do your thing.
Do your
and then
thing.
Come back. Nobody knows who you are.
Or cut your dick off. It's either or.
I like the last option, honestly, with these fucking diddlers.
So.
Diddler on the roof.
But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, back to pagers.
So yeah, when I was standing in between bands, in between ministry and Alice Cooper, I just kept looking around going, man, there's a lot of phones out. There's a lot of electronics in here.
What if a bloodbath that would have been.
What if Hamas decided to
retaliate, like they have the same technology
on the entire...
They reverse engineered it that quick.
On the entire Western world.
Have you seen those, the freaking straight up Derkas that got the helicopters now? They figured it out.
No.
They got it flying.
Those ISIS guys that are in Afghanistan.
The ISIS dudes.
That took over our helicopters. That did not take long for them to figure out how to fly our stuff. And good.
Yeah.
That video, like not those videos are around. Insane. No.
Like the death videos were real quick. And then next thing you know, they have them coming out, like going and getting chicken down the street and picking up food and bringing it back to their boys now.
They're tearing it up.
Yeah, that might not have been a good move to arm a group of people that cannot stand the United States of America. That cannot be the greatest strategic army move that the United States has ever done, has it? Right?
I don't know anyone in the military that I really do know that thought that was a good idea.
I don't think anyone
even the
besides.
People that like Biden were like, that was the dumbest fucking thing in the world.
Why? Like,
why did you just give them everything?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Maybe he's got some master plan that's going to pan out in a few years.
Some guy online, his defense was like, well, do you know how hard it is to catalog all this stuff after a war?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just leave it there?
Yeah. How about just load it up then? Load it up, bring it back, and we'll figure it out over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another show. We're talking about Rob Zombie and his staff. Like, what is happening? Like, are all the lights just...
Yeah.
Is this I think this is a product of the open borders. I'm dead serious, too. What I'm seeing on the highways these days...
And how stupid people are?
Yes. And what I'm seeing builders do and stuff, like, they're, like, it has to be contract workers that are just straight from fucking, like, I don't know...
Oh, I can tell you the
Venezuela
quality,
or something. It's just like, what the fuck? Who
I mean, if you want to go down that path, I can tell you the quality of our contractors that we use at work has completely plummeted. And the stuff, they're half-assing it.
It's because in third world countries, that's what kind of what they do. They just take scraps and make shit. I sound like such a Colin.
I'm going to go the other way and say that for years, ever since I've worked at the phone company, our contractors have been of south of the border descent, whether that be...
This is not what I'm talking... That's not the same people that I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that are south of the south of the south.
That's what I'm talking. Anything south of the border, all the way down to Brazil and Argentina have been our contractors, and they've been really, really good. Really good, and it took pride and quality in what they did. But in the past 4 years, that's gone in the toilet.
Same with builders. Builders
and these
are like,
younger kids are coming up that are all look like they've come out of a gang and are now working. And if you question anything they do, like I questioned
you get
a guy.
Fired.
No, I questioned a guy yesterday, and I really, for the first time, went, that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. But you're supposed to be doing this work for me, but you don't look like you take a lot of lip very well.
He didn't.
Because he fucked they fucked a bunch of shit up, and they needed to fix it. And I was all like,
the
you
69
gotta fix
tattoo all over his face and everything made you think, this guy's not stable.
Yeah, there was a lot of clues that were like, huh, I better be cool.
This always freaks me out, this part of the highway.
820.
Yeah, it's like, especially late at night, you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's someone coming right at us, head-on collision or something. But yeah, it's not just telecommunications, by the way. I've heard the same thing and seen videos of builders that are like, what I hired these guys to do this. What has happened to my deck? Or what has happened to my frame?
And you can't go out and yell at them.
Because you
might die.
You might get eaten.
Yeah, they could eat you. They could skin you and eat you right
there.
Did
you see the new video?
Did you see the lady in Dallas? Or the guy in Dallas?
No, I have not.
Downtown Dallas, eating a bird.
Oh, gosh.
Right on the middle of the street.
Yeah.
But people don't do that.
No, that's imagination.
It's imagination. I got into
this is all conspiracy theory. We're not seeing that.
With several people last week, because they're like,
They're programmed, man. They're programmed.
They literally said, people don't really do that. And I was like, what the fuck? What? You eat animals every day.
Yeah.
You just don't kill them right there on the side of the street. People, the,
and third
there
world
are countries
that, do that.
People don't give a shit about your pet. They don't have pets.
Mm-mm.
Everything is food. Cats are food. Dogs are food. Geese, duck are food. There's the Mercy Church right there.
Oh, the MC. No.
That's
know.
The their offshoot.
Yeah, okay.
The new one.
Okay. Is that the church you're going to? You and.
No.
You getting no. involved there in the youth group?
Yeah.
To I don't.
Unbrainwash them.
Getting back to brainwashing, though, it's amazing how many people don't believe what has happened. Like, they're in denial almost. It's so bad. It's like, I think more than ever, it is so good to get away from your cell phone several hours a day. Because
all day?
Yeah, all day is great. Perfect. If you could do all day, if you can find a way to have a business and do that all day and not like not have to have a phone, I would recommend do that. Because you can tell the difference between people now that are like you can immediately talk to someone or just look at someone and see the look on their face. You're like, that person's on their cell phone all day long looking at dumb shit from CNN and MSNBC. Or Fox News
and
stories.
Then I'm on my phone all day long
looking at porn.
The stuff that, yeah, titties, and then trying to
that's fine.
Find all the stuff for people to be like, look, you're being a fucking idiot. Here's the truth.
They're not going to snap
Here's
out
the
of
truth.
It. Dude. They're
no,
not
they
going to snap out of it.
I saw a thing the other day, a report that says now it takes an average person 13 days of no electronics
to be fully out of your system.
For it to be completely dewired and out of that whole
yeah,
realm of everything.
I believe that. It would take. I believe it would take that long.
They said if you go camping, you might as well just go camping for 2 weeks.
And then you could finally say you're unplugged, unhitched.
You're completely unplugged.
Man, I bet that feels good. I don't. It's almost lately. I've almost felt sorry for some people that I've seen. Like there was a girl that came in. Today I went to Walgreens with Mandy, and she was on the wrong side. She was looking at her phone. She was on the wrong side. A girl in her 20s, and she looked at me and Mandy like what the hell. Like, why would you be on the right side? It's you know how when you walk into a place, you're the right side is usually the entrance, and the left side, if you're facing the door coming out, is your exit, right?
Was she from Europe?
I don't know. The look she gave us, though, of fear and horror, and then I started to say, okay, basically what we do here in America, and this was a white blonde headed girl, by the way.
Oh.
But basically, what we do here in America is on the right side that usually means entry, on the left side that usually means exit. If you're looking at the door, I don't know if they teach that anymore or not. But she was the look of horror in her eyes just by me smiling and kind of like, okay, wait, like that.
Mm-hmm.
I decided not to. I was like, you know what? I can't. I'm not here to teach people like this, you know. Mm. But it's amazing how much in denial people are right now about how fucked up things are.
Because it is. It really is. And this... Like all in multiple all, arguments about people eating animals, and it wasn't like
that's the that's such a weird thing for people to. There's so much more for people to be freaked out about that.
Yeah.
That is what's throwing people off.
Well, it wasn't throwing them off. They were like, "That doesn't really happen," and I was the one going, "No,
it's happening right now.
That does happen."
Yeah.
Here's you a bunch of videos of it happening, and then one of the arguments has to go, "Well, you know." Blah, 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 Trump, blah, 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 Trump, Trump, Trump.
Yeah, it's got to get back to Trump.
No, my argument has nothing to do with Trump or Kamala or any of them. It has to do with
reality.
People in this world eat stuff that you think are pets,
mm-hmm.
or they will eat anything they find on the street.
And there was no stopping them to coming into the country as there used to be. So now, in every major city, we're going to see this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so get used to it. It's okay. This does happen. And if you have an animal that runs around outside, one day you may not have it anymore because someone probably came and picked it up and ate it. There is a neighborhood on the east side of Dallas where you will go. There are no stray animals anywhere at all.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole joke. Remember when we were growing up, the joke was if you lived near an Asian restaurant, your cats and dogs would disappear. Yeah. It's real now.
Yeah.
Except it's not the Asians.
It's not a joke
anymore.
It's
Somalians and Haitians.
Yeah. So, just, it happens. And this really does happen. People really do eat things.
No, I think the thing is,
I mean, Muslims are weirded out that all of us eat pig.
Yeah, and Jews. Jews, they're not into the whole eating.
We eat Jews?
Swine. Weed juice. I had some of that last week.
No, the Muslims are freaked out that we eat juice.
No, we eat Jews. No, the Jews eat. They're freaked out about the pork thing,
well,
too.
Don't
they
you
do
have
the
to
same
pray
thing,
over
the kosher
it? You have to you have to pray over it. You ever seen someone make something kosher?
Debleed it? Don't you have to
bleed
it or something?
Like kosher pickles and kosher wine and kosher this and kosher
that. Just blessed.
A pallet will show up at their store and they'll just be like, "Ab jab 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 done."
That's what that means.
And now it's kosher.
They go, "Ab jab 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 done."
Yeah, I saw it happen in New York. I was like, "What just happened?"
I just made
all this kosher. What? Wow. That's all you have to do?
Yeah, I thought it had to do with like aging or something. I don't know.
No, not always. It just depends on what it is. I mean, meat, yes. I think pickles actually are the way they're done. But some of the stuff that they just say, this is kosher now.
You ever had a pickled egg?
Yeah.
They look terrible.
They're good.
Are they?
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, I'd have one.
Pickled pig's feet? I've never had that. Nah, that's fucking gross.
Yeah, I'm not a pig's feet person.
I'm Muslim then. I will not eat that.
That's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the line. I'll eat a fucking duck out of Chisholm Park before I'll eat a pickled pig's foot.
Do you quack like a duck?
No. Nor do I quack when I fuck. Or when I suck. Oh my god. Should we continue this tomorrow when we go to our other show?
Okay, yeah, let's do it, man. Because I got to get home.
Because we haven't really recorded that
much. Night medicines.
So we're going to continue this tomorrow when we go
I
see.
I won't eat so many mushrooms.
Till Linderman.
Or will we?
I don't know. I don't know if what I've got left. You have to get some more.
Oh, yeah. I might
Till
do that.
Till Linderman.
I might get hook us up with some of that.
The lead singer of Rammstein is doing his solo show.
Just for
at
us.
At the factory.
Just for the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast show.
And it's supposed to be absolutely off the wall insane.
I'm going in married. I'm just saying that.
I'm going in single.
Yeah.
Ready?
To me.
To crowd it out. I'm ready for some kraut rock. What I'm hearing, it's probably going to be more than just kraut rock.
That's what I've heard too,
be
man.
Some crotch rock. Crotch rock.
Crotch rock?
Yeah. All right.
Crotch rot?
Crotch rock.
Oh.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
So till tomorrow. All right.
Good night. Have a good sleep in your bottom. In 3, 2.
All right. Day 2. We're in Dallas now.
Dallas.
Just left the Spectacle Jam Room.
Spectacle.
And we are headed to the factory.
This has been a long day. Long night.
Yeah, and our compadre we're about to see over here, Jose, he went to the Ranger game today. And then is coming over here to shoot Till Linderman, the front man of Rammstein, is on his solo U.S. tour. This is his second stop of the tour.
I'm just going to yell, "Du, du hast,
du hast,
du hast me," the whole time.
I'm so tired of this side of town.
Yeah.
I don't like coming to Dallas anymore since I don't really do much over here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to come out here for Mavs or Ranger game or Stars games.
Yeah, you're just.
I just don't care about this part of town anymore.
I don't either, and it's funny. I thought last night was one of the easiest drives back and forth to a show ever.
Yeah.
And then when you come over here, you're like, ugh. And it's funny. I saw a video yesterday of apparently rental cars are being crashed by people that have recent newcomers, I guess is what we're calling them now.
Yeah.
All over the place. Because, and this is what we talked about
in
too.
Dallas?
Yeah, all over. Well, like in the whole country.
Oh, okay.
And you, and like the guy was saying that 9 times out of 10, it's like he had 4 wrecks in one day, all by newcomers that had not learned to drive correctly at all, and they're just in this country just fucking doing driving like they
illegals.
Do.
Illegals.
Yeah. Illegals is not the right term anymore. I don't know if you heard got the memo. We're supposed to call them newcomers now.
I don't give a shit. That's too that's not what I mean. Some of these aren't newcomers. Some of these have been here for quite a while and just have never become legalized.
Well, these were pretty fresh, I think, is what this guy's point was. He's like, it was some dude, I think it was in Cleveland or somewhere. And right. the guy was like, man, we've had 4 freaking accidents today that I've had. Because I guess that was his job of the day, was to go to the accidents that this place was having, one of the, like, Avis or one of the car rental places. And every single time that he went to them, he went to 4 that he recorded, but he said it had been happening for the last month. And it's just these people want to have work, and they have figured out to get work, they need to have a car, so they'll get a car somehow, but they don't know how the fuck our traffic laws work at all.
No, because this is chaos. This right here, mm-hmm. this whole area right here, Walton Walker right here in front of the AAC, where this breaks off and goes that way to 75, and then you got all the commerce and exit and everything. This is insanity.
Well, last night pure when we insanity. Were driving, when I was driving home to my house,
it was at the Echo Lounge,
and when you were driving, when we came home from Dickie's, I was noticing that there was people driving like they didn't know where they were. I wonder if that was newcomers,
illegals.
Oh, man. Did you watch my show that I recommended to you yet?
I'm halfway through it. The one guy just got boy lashes.
Oh, no. Oh, so you hadn't got to the real, real disturbing stuff yet.
It had gotten super crazy, but the polar bear, if that's what it is, yanking people around and ripping their heads off is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, you're just awesome. Out there and you're like, I can't see this bear. It's white.
Yes.
It blends in with everything. Perfect stealth.
Yes. And wait till the one thing that sucks is they kind of go over the top on the polar bear. Unless polar bears back then were more like prehistoric or something. When you see the actual polar bear, you're going to be freaked out. But
have you seen?
You haven't gotten to the great
polar bears fucking with people?
Oh, they're brutal.
That's the most brutal bear there is.
Yeah. They legitimately act like they don't like human beings.
Yeah. And they just want to rip the shreds out of everybody. There's a great story of a National Geographic photographer that was up there tracking something. It was like seals or something, and he was embedded with the Inuits, and he was going around. And he said he kept feeling like he was being watched the whole time, and he would make these little trenches where he'd get down in so he could shoot and stuff. And he's like, man, the whole time I feel like I'm being watched. And finally, after a couple days into it, he was looking around, and this polar bear was stalking him. He looked out, and he saw these 2 black eyes just looking right back at him, watching him. And for the next 4 days, as he's on this little safari to shoot these seals or whatever up there, the polar bear stalked him and the Inuit person every day, followed him.
Did he ever get him?
No, never ate him.
Any of the people that were with him?
No.
None of them? Well, this...
It's just they were stalked the whole time by this polar bear.
Yeah. The TV show we're talking about is on Netflix. It's called The Terror.
It's originally an AMC show.
Yeah, originally AMC show. And I don't know how it flew under our radar, because it was put out in like 2018 or something. I guess COVID got in the way or something.
I thought it was going to be
a series,
like some some type of
Abigail
horror, American Horror Story type thing.
That's what I thought.
And then I'm like, oh crap, this is real deal.
But it's not. That's the thing that's funny.
Yeah.
None of it is true. It's all fictional, but it's historical fiction.
Yeah.
And wait till you get, you're right about to get where it's like everybody starts losing their mind. Is the captain getting of the Armada, is he getting fucking shit-faced yet? Not the one, I'm about to give stuff away. I need to be quiet. But anyway, it's a very good show that I finally got Dustin to watch. I want all the guys in Drag the Ocean to watch it because...
you're right. There is material for days in this thing. And they're like, as I'm watching, I'm like, we could use that. We could use that for a drop. I should cut that out as a sample. What's this fuck doing? God, which damn one? It. This motherfucker in this white Mazda.
Oh, probably texting, you know, hitting the YouTube.
Open
the
glove box.
TikTok. We don't even need to open the glove box. We're fully armed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good show.
It's really good. I dig it.
It starts getting pretty disturbing. You're right on the cusp of where it starts taking a turn to the, oh my gosh.
Motherfucker, yeah. Was I on the street I needed to be on?
I don't know. We're getting close to Deep Ellum. We're going to go see Till.
All right, tell me to go this way to Young.
Is that his name? Till?
Till Linderman.
Linderman.
Of?
Like, that just sounds like a name of a disturbed individual, doesn't it?
He's pretty disturbed.
Yeah. But he seems like a nice guy.
He's an artsy dude. He was once an Olympic swimmer. Remember that? For Germany. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to forget that. I should have worn my German jersey.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll see
I'm here with
Sasha.
I doubt it.
Any of our German friends... You know, this is the first time that I've been back to Deep Ellum since I think you guys played either right before COVID or right after. I can't remember one or the other.
I know I came over here to Trees to shoot a show, and I've been to the factory to shoot a show.
This is the first time
Better
back.
Lovers.
First time back.
Hey, look. They shot RoboCop there.
It's funny. My grandma worked there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not Did she work with RoboCop? RoboCop?
No, it was well before RoboCop times.
She didn't work with him?
Mm-mm, she didn't.
She didn't see him shoot all the dicks
shoot
off?
Anybody in the dick. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, out there dancing.
Yeah,
on
hell
that
yeah.
Meth. Fucking meth.
I just like to get off of work and start tweaking my balls off in my work clothes.
Yep, and just be dancing the street because fucking meth.
Fucking meth.
Fucking meth.
Yeah. So, what'd you think of that crowd last night at the zombie show, the Eagle 97.1, the Eagle crowd?
All the old fucks?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. It was a weird mix. There were some kids there.
Like their grandparents.
Younger kids in goth makeup and everything.
Why is everything a bicycle
little,
gang now?
What is this motorcycle shit? What
it's
are
like
these?
We're in Portugal.
And the man's not here. Don't fucking point at me, asshole. I'll run you over.
Welcome to Texas. Pow.
Eat a cat.
I don't think those were cat eaters. I think those were pager wearers. If you know what I mean. They got pagers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My sister used to live right here.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nice little spot.
Yep. Except for the apartment on the end down here got shot at one night. Someone decided to pop off shots off the highway right at the building.
From there to there?
Right over to here on this end one.
Oh, that's no good.
Were they outside? No.
Did your sister return fire?
They became a big ordeal. And their little... I don't know if they have a newspaper or what. Whatever. Their whole apartment building, it became a big ordeal. News was here.
Remember when you could actually hang out under the bridge for a little bit before you went and partied in Deep Ellum? You can't do that anymore, man.
And you can't park here anymore?
Yeah,
if I can't find parking, I'm
turning
out.
Around, going back to the rehearsal
I'm out.
Studio.
I'm done with this.
Just going home.
Like everything's been a pain in the ass. And yeah, like where is the parking down here? Did they get rid of it all?
Well, I'm hoping our place over by Trees is still there.
I'm not parking over there and walking all the way over here. That's like five
blocks.
It's
at,
I'm not in New York.
What's it called?
It's still 93 degrees outside.
What is up with that? Isn't today the first day of fall or tomorrow is? I know when the moon does weird stuff like it did this morning that we're getting close to fall.
Tomorrow is
and
the
first
day?
I start getting weird.
So here's the Adam Hatz building. usually you could park right here.
Who knows now, man?
Ooh, I wonder if I could fit right there. I might have to go around the block.
And the road is closed to the right.
Can't park there.
And this episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast Show is brought to you by John Deere Tractors.
If you need a tractor, you need a Deere.
If you listen to podcasts, you need a John Deere.
Parking, cash, credit.
Also brought to you by Manic.
I don't think I'm going to give you my credit
Sports,
card.
Sports, billiards, and art.
Let's cut up Virgil here. I'm not parking back here.
And...
Oh, no. I can't turn there.
Oh, no. This guy's waving you down already.
I don't know why you're waving me down.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. I'm putting this up. Because if I leave it out, they'll be like, hey, man, let me get on now.
Oh. Well, I'm just... I'm not paying someone to park either. On a street.
Lying.
Hey, man.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Broadcast is brought to you by Lime. The scooters that scoot around.
There's a posse, the police. Fuck them.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast Show is brought to you by the Dallas Police Department.
I can't park here, can I?
We beat the shit out of black people if we get a chance.
Whoa. I won't reach.
No way, man. No way you get that big. One. Too big.
Too big.
Kanai. What? Kanpai? Kanpai. Is that Kanpai? Kakpai?
Kapai.
Kapai. Kapai coffee.
Kanpai?
We'll give you coffee and you'll wake up at Kapai. Now open. In
this
four
town needs
locations.
An enema.
Please, Wall of Flames, engulf Dallas at some point. Brutal.
I like that all the photographers last night were like, yeah, we don't like going over to Fort Worth. It's too much. And I'm like,
Fort Worth is so chill, though.
Look at this. This is chaos. Pure yeah. freaking chaos. How tall can I be to be in the parking garage? How tall? 7'2".
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll fit or not. I'm right at 7 foot. And it's $15. Can I park right there? Can I park right here?
I don't see why you couldn't. Oh, it said parking by Dallas people only. Like Dallas employees. Or
someone's got to be leaving.
Like street workers.
4-hour parking limit.
Not the howdy ladies type of street workers. Let's go to Hibiki. Hibiki, we have Japanese food for you.
Angry Dog, we have French fries.
Angry Dog.
For you.
It's been here a while.
Oh, I could park.
And still hasn't shut down.
Okay.
For you. Burgers and beers.
Do you like burgers?
I do like burgers.
Do you like beers?
I do like beer. Then you'll go to Angry Dog. Hey, is that Homelander?
Homelander's back there?
I think I just saw a mural of Homelander.
Painted to Homelander?
Say, man.
You gotta stop doing that. You're gonna get shot, boy. They aren't gonna put up with you doing, hey, man.
Yeah, I better stop. With the bald head, people will take me serious.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, ugh. This guy's just your typical racist white guy.
Can you
park? Can that? PCAD?
What's PCAD?
Probably
PCAD.
Text PCAD to 77223. Zone 66002.
PCAD.
Well, there's good light right here.
How in the world is this available?
There's someone's shoes there.
That's cool. We'll pick them up when we leave.
I should just sit park right here on the corner, shouldn't I?
Dude. Yeah.
What?
I don't want my gun to get stolen.
I don't want my car to get stolen. That's why I'm parking in the light.
I don't think it matters down here, man. GSB. Your local gangster affiliate. In Debellum. When's the last shooting they've had here?
What does that say right there?
Do not block container.
No, this sign right here that's flipped around and right in front of the car.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll check it out.
All right, we're going to park and we're going to see what happens.
All right. Bye.
We're out. All right, we're out of Till Lindemann.
Till Lindemann. We got kicked out.
Because that show...
Somebody pulled their dong out and decided to swing it around because there was so many...
But it was the guy on stage, but we got strippers. Blamed for it. Dude.
That was a stripper fest.
That was a stripper fest.
I wonder what's going on at the old Reno.
Reno's.
I bet you there is some five-finger punch-looking fuckers
probably.
There, dude.
That was a crazy... sexy show. There was sex going down.
If I would have stayed, if we hadn't been out last night, I probably would have stuck around.
If the band wasn't also freaking out, they're not freaking out, but they're, you know, at the practice joint. But I haven't seen that many taped up nipples in a long time. I'm just going to say that. There were a lot of pasties, a lot of electric tape on nipples.
It's funny, today is the second day in a row of serial killer bands.
And that's a serial killer band.
Yeah, that one for sure.
So we were talking about industrial bands like that.
It's a lost art.
How it is. This homeless guy's going to get ran over. But how there's no one really doing it, and if you did it right, it's not that hard to do it. Like, we have the knowledge and we have the devices to do it. Mm-hmm. And to do it right. And I want to do it right. I want to do something that's fun and big, but mm-hmm. still weird, like that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like what I was going to say before we started was, he still keeps that like Euro party vibe going. I felt like I just walked into one of those crazy Eastern European clubs.
A lot of people that were talking like this too.
Yeah.
A lot of Utrecht's though.
And chaos is happening. You know, there's lights, there's lasers, there's foam. It's chaos.
Fish.
There was fish.
Fat people,
the
naked.
The band. Strippers everywhere.
Hookers. Walking.
Boobs that were way too big. God dang. Why makes you want to...
I don't know. You know what's starting...
Put implants
this
in
is
that
weird.
Are so gigantic.
I told you about what I saw a little. I don't know if I talked about this on air.
5-0 ain't got shit on me.
But I noticed in Alabama
one time got no case.
A lot of elderly women that had 21-year-old boobies.
Well,
I'm like, dude, that doesn't even look right. Boobies are boobies. I love them.
Are they new or old?
What do you mean?
There's our buddies from Royal Sons right there.
Oh, yeah, we should have gone.
We were just hanging out right there.
Aren't they playing with, what's them called?
Truck something.
The truck stop killers or something?
Truck fuckers or something.
Truck move truckers?
But, yeah, they were out there in the smoking area.
Man, we should have gone over there and said hi. What a bunch of jerks, man.
Well, we got here late, and, man, this is a weird corner. Look at this velvet taco.
We don't ever come to Deep Elm, and as soon as we get down here, we're out.
Yeah. Because we don't want to be around here. Did you see that chaos we just drove through? It's a fucking Thursday night, and we just drove through like eight police cars.
Well, Thursday's big on the happy
hour.
It is big.
It's an industry night.
Industry
night. At least
it
used to
be.
So anyway.
Sunday nights.
We could make a band like that was fun.
That'd be awesome.
And still chaotic. I mean, we could easily turn Stink Flamingo into that. Or just make it a little heavier. Yeah. And when I mean heavier, it's more like you're playing... heavy guitar chords with heavy keyboard stabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
That popo got red light in his car. Man, there's a lot. There needs to be a lot of police down here because people get shot and stabbed all the fucking time. That's why we're out of here.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with the Somalians down here. They will run after
you. It's probably that bike gang we passed going in.
It's probably the cannibalist. Guys that barbecue people.
Oh, yeah, the cannibalists are probably here in Dallas. We need to get out of here. We need to go back to our side of town where we can walk the streets with a six-shooter on our hips. and challenge people to duels.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I think that was Billie Eilish, what's her face, the one that you have a crush on, and Taylor Swift.
Who do I have a crush on? Adele?
No, the that mural back there was what's her face? It was
who do I have a crush on?
The middle one, the black chick that you ran into in LA.
When me and Rihanna nearly became lovers.
Better lovers.
When me and Rihanna made eye contact and touched and our souls collided, we both stared into each other's eyes like, could this be the one? And she goes, could this be my white prize?
Is this my white prize?
And
I think it was more like that. She was like, is this my white prize?
She's probably like, who's this creepy dude looking at me like this?
I guess I'll take it.
This is making me on. I like Campeses. Is Amber there?
I don't know. What about Ernie?
Ernie Campese?
Or Sam? Actually, it was Sam Peasy, wasn't it?
Ernie Sam Peasy.
Yeah.
Amber's still a party girl. If you follow, if you look at her Instas.
Tavern, City Tavern.
So anyway, yeah, this was a cool show. I dug it. It was fun. The band before them, if you would have told me that Twin Temple?
Twin Temple.
And that their stage was covered with upside down crosses.
Yeah, all kinds of commercial Satanism.
And then they came out and did some type of, they did the Mason ritual with a sword and laying backwards and then spraying blood and blindfold and all this stuff. While the rest of the two lead people look like they are, the guy and girl look like they were part of Santeria or some shit, dressed like they were a Santeria.
Or the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Gangsters. And then the rest of the band looked like they were Amish.
Yeah, like the dark Amish Children of the Corn look.
Yeah.
With the hat, the dark, the man in black.
I was expecting metal.
Yeah, it was, what would you say, 50s rock and roll, bebop, or what do they call it?
It was like
bebop. Is that what they used to call it?
It was like lounge.
Yeah, it was very novelty.
She sounded
like she was from Texas too. Her voice,
yeah, she wasn't that great. Local.
Honestly, Dustin, I wasn't going to say this, but you twisted my arm. None of the musicians in that band were very great.
Yeah, none of them were really that great. The sax player was cool.
Yeah,
but he was just hitting stuff.
It was just because he was playing saxophone.
Yeah. I kept waiting for him to play.
I got a headache. Oh, shit. I have a headache. My head is killing me. Oh,
right here,
my head.
Right here. We're driving over. JFK blown away right here. Right here is where he was shot. That X right there. The biggest conspiracy ever.
Yeah, and we just make fun of it. Like it's no big deal. Too early?
No. I think... Never mind. I don't want the Secret Service and feds coming down on us, so I'm just going to keep it quiet.
I bet they have their hands full with all these crazy Democrats right now. They're not worried about two white guys that are Republicans. Not that we're Republicans.
I'm not Republican.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Dustin, don't. I will turn my phone on, take a picture of this Trump sticker that you have in your car right here, right now.
Oh, yeah. My Trump stickers and my, what's that guy? All my,
not Beto.
All my
Ted Cruz
stuff. Pictures that I have in here.
I don't know why you deny your Republicans.
Well, I have a Ted Cruz. What is it called? A air freshener hanging here. It's him. It's a picture of him at the airport when he went to Cancun and left Texas.
I actually have a MAGA hat because we were going to do a bit, but now it's not even funny.
Yeah, because all hell broke loose.
Yeah, it's like
we had a good bit, and then it's like, oh well,
it keeps escalating.
This ain't gonna work.
Yeah. So I don't think you have to worry about the Secret Service. So go ahead and say it.
Well, I think presidential assassinations are very interesting and sometimes comical.
Well, I told you about the band name that you know what? We'll make the industrial band called the Presidential Cadillac or the Presidential Convertible Car Club.
Ah, uh-huh, yeah.
It's too long, though, isn't it?
The Presidential Car Club of America, the PCCA?
Yeah.
We
could use my band name, Flooded Morgue.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't... it keeps getting rejected by
Flooded
people.
Morgue. We got a whole list.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to go through them and look.
My Well,
my list is
ridiculous.
It's
funny. My list started before things were woke.
Yeah.
And hashtag me too'd. So I got some ones that might be.
Well, they may work then.
Ah.
Yeah.
Smoking fags.
If we were
Mr. Fister.
If we're English.
Mr. Fister.
Mr. Fister's still good.
I think
and
it's
Mr. Fister
too,
would
yeah.
work.
Mr. Fister would yeah. work. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so
child's panties.
That's too weird. I don't like that one. I'm out.
You can't be Republican and be called child's panties.
No. Huh. I was trying to make work. I was working in my head a play on Ted Cruz, and I couldn't come up with one.
Sorry,
it'd be
about
the
that.
Ultimate band name.
I disturbed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said Cruz.
What a great night of music and vibe.
It was cool. Yeah.
It was vibing like Harris.
And now, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
So that ticket for upstairs was $180 a pop.
Yeah. Ridiculous, huh?
I just cannot believe
it was a $70 ticket to get in there.
The prices in the of these rock shows that we've been going to lately. It all started with Tool. When Tool decided they wanted to charge, what was it, $600 in Denver
mm-hmm.
or somewhere? It's like everybody decided, well, if Tool's going to charge $700, we're going to charge $1,000. I think it's Taylor Swift that actually has done it, if we're being honest here.
You know, the cheapest show that I've paid for, because I've only paid for like two shows this year, the cheapest one was Dillinger Escape Plan in New York City for $40.
Yeah.
$40, $45, something. I think with the handling fee was $65.
I never asked you, did Greg ever show up?
No. He wasn't going to show up for that because Better Lovers was in Europe or something like that.
Oh, that's right. They were, or they had just gotten done or something and were about
yeah.
to do it to it over here.
Which they're going to be at the factory coming up.
Yeah, that'll be a great show.
Yeah.
I love going to shows at the factory. That venue is always, like, that's the venues I'm into, is stuff like that more than the what we went to last night. I love Dickie's Arena, too, but
yeah.
it's just, there's something
so
more
big.
Intimate about where we just left, the factory.
Plus, I mean, that room has so much history when
mm-hmm.
from when it was the bomb,
it
the
really
original
does.
Bomb factory.
Really, really does. I think Cyndi Lauper played there once.
I wonder if I could list all the bands I've seen in that building or in Deep Ellum Live.
Like off the top of your head?
No, there's no way I could do it off the top of my head.
I bet Thomas could. He could probably tell the shows that both you and I had.
That's what I was
going to
say. The bands we've seen there, he knows.
Yeah, he probably would. He'd be like, Stubbs, I know every show you ever went to, so don't you fuck with me.
I've seen so many freaking shows in that building.
Yeah, that's a
cool, and I've seen a show cool outside that building because we were all told to leave.
You know, it
thanks,
really...
Thanks, Dallas Fire Department, not allowing me to see Fugazi in the building. I had to stand in the parking lot and watch them open the doors and play outside.
Yeah, that's Dustin Schneider, folks.
Dallas fucks everything up.
That venue always sounds good, though, too. They never have issues. Like, remember when they were there was a few years where there were people that were having shows out at, what was it called? The old Monkey Wrench place?
Yeah, Gas Monkey.
And every once in a while, you'd go there and be like, who the fuck is running sound here? Like,
yeah.
is it just a blind 2-year-old that's running sound?
We found out what the story was with that. Is that you have the house guy that knows the room, but then these touring kid hotshots come in there and go, well, I'm with the band, and I know how they need
sound.
The sound, and blah, 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 blah.
That's the band's
and
responsibility to say, don't do that, though, unless they're just not smart enough to know that. I mean,
yeah, but are you going to piss off your own sound guy?
I wouldn't take
for
my
the rest
own sound
of
guy if there was a show that...
Just tell him...
Like at a normal...
Cool.
Like at a venue? Like a big venue like that? I would be like, no, we're using the house sound guy. That's what I've always been told and what I've always done.
I'm going to go over here and park by Peter. No, I'm going to park by... I'm going to park right here next to...
Peter?
James.
James in the Toyota.
James. Well, we're the Toyota band. All our cars are Toyotas.
Are they waiting on you?
No, they're just in there doing whatever. And now we just get to go in there and do whatever. So,
okay,
you want to go in and do some Billy Idol?
Sure. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. Love you, mean it.
And love you, long time.
Dong.
Touch my dick.